Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a deep breath, settle in, and let's start your day with strength, clarity, and divine direction. Today's topic is trusting God with your future. Our Bible text is from Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Years ago, renowned entrepreneur Steve Jobs shared a powerful story in his Stanford commencement speech. He talked about how he dropped out of college, something that looked like a mistake at the time. But while drifting, he took a calligraphy class just because he found it interesting. Years later, that random decision became the foundation for the beautiful typography in Apple computers. Looking back, he said something profound. "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward." Isn't that powerful? At the time, it didn't make sense. It looked uncertain, even risky, but somehow it all worked together. And that brings us to today's truth. When you trust God with your future, He connects the dots you can't yet see. Let me ask you something this morning. Have you ever worried about your future? Wondered if you're on the right path? Felt like things are not going as planned? You're not alone. Even in Scripture, we see people who had uncertain futures. Think about Abraham. God told him to leave everything he knew and go to a land He would show him in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Not explain. Not map out. Just show. Let's quickly see why we must trust God as believers. 1. God sees what you cannot see. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Sometimes your understanding is limited, but God's vision is complete. So when things don't make sense, when delays happen, when doors close, it doesn't mean God has abandoned you. It may mean He is positioning you. 2. Delays are not denials. Let me ask you again. What if the delay you're experiencing is actually divine preparation? Joseph had dreams of greatness, but before the palace, there was a pit, slavery, prison. Yet in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, he said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." That means even the painful seasons are working for your future. Be encouraged. Your story is not over. God is still writing it. And 3, your future is secure in God. Listen. Your future is not in the hands of the economy, people, or luck. Your future is in the hands of God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Why? Because the one who holds tomorrow is already taking care of you today. As you go today, I speak prophetically over your life. You will not miss your destiny. Every confusion about your future is turning into clarity in Jesus' name. Doors that align with God's plan for your life will open speedily. What looks like a delay will become a testimony. You are stepping into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. Time for reflection. Take a moment and think about this. What area of your future are you struggling to trust God with? Is it your career? Your finances? Your relationships? Now hear this encouragement. Romans 8 verse 28 says, "All things work together for good to those who love God." Not some things, not the good things only. All things. Actions for the day. Today, I want you to do this. 1. Write down one major worry about your future. 2. Pray over it and surrender it to God. 3. Replace worry with faith by declaring God's promises. Every time fear comes, respond with, God is in control of my future. And don't forget, your future is not a mystery to God. He has already gone ahead of you. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me out with faith. My future is in God's hands. I trust His plans for my life. I will not fear tomorrow because God is already there. Every step I take is ordered by the Lord. All things are working together for my good. I walk in divine purpose and clarity today, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word. Thank you for the assurance that our future is secure in you. Today, we surrender every fear, every doubt, and every uncertainty into your hands. Guide our steps, order our paths, and help us to trust you completely. Let your peace fill our hearts as we go through this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Every Day. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Go out and win your day. God is already ahead of you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.